Welcome to the Liturgist Podcast. You are now listening to Black History is American History. I'm William Matthews.
Hey, I'm Propaganda.
I'm Nikki Black.
And I'm Andre Henry.
Today's moment in Black history, Black inventors.
So there's like a running joke in our house between me and my wife and my kids where it's like, it's a joke, but I'm kind of serious that no matter what's happening, I will give a little tidbit that it probably came from Black culture. Like, I just have this belief that all things came from Black people and Black culture.
All things.
What we're talking about. It's just probably came from Black people.
It's mostly true.
How true? Okay, give me some examples. Some things we wouldn't know that have come from Black people.
O. Dorsey invented the doorknob in 1878.
Wait, a Black person invented the doorknob?
The
Black
doorknob. People. So without it, you'd basically be like a Sim in a room.
You'd just be standing there. You have to push
and
everything.
Yeah, we'd just be like, well, here I am.
Somewhere we can trace almost all of your experience back to somehow Black culture.
Really? Blackness. Okay, give me more. I need way more. The doorknob's kind of cool, but give me more.
Here's a freebie. There's a banjo.
The banjo?
The banjo's from Africa. You're welcome. I know you people believe that it's the most Americana.
White folk, Irish.
It was originally like a little gourd, like a hollowed out gourd, right? That you tied strings on, and the slaves brought it with them and filled the Appalachian Mountains with, like, sitting on the porch, like freed slaves sitting on the porch playing this banjo, you know what I'm saying? Mix that with like Irish immigrants from the Irish Isles that brought their mandolay, you know what I'm saying, or mandolin, and you just,
wow.
We made folk music.
But okay, so Black people made folk music.
Black people made folk music.
And then, you know, Robert Fleming Jr. invented the guitar.
And we also invented rock and roll. So
and rock and roll and jazz. Yeah.
Who created rock and roll? Was it Chuck Berry?
Yeah, Chuck Berry.
I'm gonna go with Chuck Berry.
He's the father. Yeah. And then, you know, the blues too, right?
And yeah. Blues.
Robert Johnson.
And gospel music.
Yeah.
Black people.
We basically are American music.
Pretty much everything.
We are American music.
And hip hop.
And country hip-hop. Music's also Black people too. Sorry, it's also Black too.
You know, you sound like the dad, the grandfather from My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Who thinks everything originated from a Greek word? Yeah, with receipts. All right, who else? What are some Black inventors? People who've made some stuff.
I mean, George Washington Carver is definitely one of them. We wouldn't have breakfast cereal without George Washington Carver.
Yeah. What did
he
do? That.
He invented breakfast cereal. That's what I meant by that.
He invented breakfast cereal.
I thought he had something to do with peanuts.
Yes, he did. He invented peanut butter and a whole bunch of other stuff that he made from peanuts and sweet potatoes. Mm. Like lotions and all that kind of stuff.
Straightening comb, potato chip.
Golf tee.
Black people.
All made by Black people.
What?
Okay, the traffic light, the gas mask.
Okay, who?
Stethoscope.
Garrett A. Morgan.
Garrett A. Morgan created the traffic light.
And the gas mask.
In 1923.
Mm-hmm.
And the gas mask in 1914. There's blood plasma.
Yes.
Dr. Charles Drew.
Charles Drew. Okay.
Which a lot of things in Los Angeles are named after.
Really?
Yeah, we love him.
Yeah, Charles Drew Head Start program.
Yeah, and then the carbon light bulb filament in 1881. Louis Latimer,
you're absolutely right. I forgot about him. Louis Latimer, what else did he do? He collaborated with Hiram Maximum and Thomas Edison.
Wow, did he collaborate or did he have his stuff stolen?
Really?
From what collaborated?
I don't know. That would be a great question. He also worked with Alexander Graham Bell. He also helped draft the patent for Bell's design of the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got one that's living. Dr. Shirley Jackson. She's a theoretical physicist.
Yes.
Here's her major developments. She's the first African-American woman to earn a doctorate in nuclear physics at MIT.
Oof.
And she's got a lot of achievements, but her experiments with theoretical physics paved the way for numerous developments in our telecommunications space.
Like what?
Like touch tone telephones, portable fax, caller ID, waiting, and the fiber optic cable.
So she's essentially responsible for millennials.
And the digital age.
Yeah, Black people made millennials. Just there it is.
It's good because we are good about some communications. We know how to do some communications. Okay, who else?
Let's see, the street sweeper in 1890 was Charles B. Brooks.
Charles Brooks, the street sweeper.
Yeah.
You mean like it wasn't Dick Van Dyke for Mary Tyler Moore?
It was not.
On the rooftops of London. Like,
it was not, contrary sweeping. To popular belief.
Okay.
So our streets are clean because of Charles.
Go ahead, Charles.
The remote control. TV remote control.
Who created the remote control?
Joseph N. Jackson in 1978.
All right, Joseph.
So he probably got tired of being told by his parents to go and turn the TV.
It's function. This was function and utility.
Like, enough of this.
You know what? There's got to be a way for me to sit here and press that, and it changes.
Because I'm tired of getting up and changing my TV. Why I got to
get up?
Right.
He started the not get up movement. He's like, we're not getting up anymore.
The sat down.
It was a sit in.
Yeah.
It was an actual sit in.
He was the first sit in, you know, next to Rosa Parks.
Crazy.
Anymore?
Home security systems.
Who did that?
Mary Van Britten Brown, 1966.
Mm. And she created, what kind of system was it?
It's security.
It was just like an early security unit. So it was like the idea of like looking through like peepholes and the idea of like putting a camera out front, right? Oh. With a buzz system to know like who's coming, how to buzz them in. You know what I'm saying? Like the primitive version of like all of our home security systems, like just a buzzer. To,
yeah. You
know, sure.
Okay. There's also Madam C.J. Walker, who pretty much created the Black Hair Caroline, right?
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, she did.
They say she trained sales beauticians and manufactured cosmetics. The rumor is she was a self-made millionaire by the time she died, but closer to death, she said, you know, her estate was, I guess, valued at $600,000. But basically at that point, that was like
that was a lot of money. Yeah.
She was
a black woman had ever had.
She, and not given to her credit, but like her business model was like, I mean, it's Avon.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It was like, she was like invented that. Like she went to like small churches all through the South and taught women how to sell the product themselves. Hmm. So she would sell the product to the women to sell them the products, and she took a percentage of whatever they sold. She invented Avon.
You mean she invented the pyramid scheme?
It wasn't a scheme.
Business model.
It was a business
that's
model.
That's what my dad told me once. Yeah, it's like, we're still waiting for our checks.
Direct consumer.
Direct to consumer, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm also thinking of Karen Johnson. Remember from the Hidden Figures movies?
I thought about her, yeah.
She's still alive. And we wouldn't have gotten to outer space without her calculations, her computations, her and all the black female workers at NASA who really put human beings in outer, like black women put people in outer space.
Black women put us in outer space. Yeah. We are responsible for people being on the moon.
You know, and it's funny because it's like, and it was a tidbit of patriarchy that kind of made that happen, or misogyny in the sense of like, why like a good job for women in the beginning of like the phone service was working the switchboard, you know, when you get the call, like how many direct your call? You're like 4 or 5, please. You know, the old timey, let me predict the room 45, please. Right. And you take the cord she would say, one moment, please. And she would take the cord and plug it manually into the thing because it was believed that women's brains can process detail better than everybody else's. Right. So processing detail, that's what women were secretaries, why they work switchboards, why they were given these math courses was because math was considered women's work.
Mm.
Right. Because women can process detail better than all of us. And it's like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's so interesting that even that piece of just prejudice or discrimination still ended up putting us in space.
Wow.
Right.
It's crazy.
She did that in her head.
In her head, fam.
That's crazy.
How you do calculus in your head?
I can't.
I can't do calculus.
Barely.
Oh, when I see numbers, I'm like, I'm not doing that.
What is this?
I'm hiring someone. Yes.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah, as soon as numbers became letters, I checked out.
Yeah. No.
I was like, yeah, I'm done with
that. You guys told me that we only added and subtracted numbers. Now I'm in Algebra 1. And y'all put letters in there.
And I got to find out, what is X?
Yeah.
What?
I don't care what X is.
Yeah. Miss me with that.
Super miss me.
Didn't we create geometry? Or Africans did?
That's complicated.
It is.
Because it was more like discovered because math is just in the universe. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. It just already yeah. exists. And there was multiple civilizations mm-hmm. that on their own figured out these things, and some predated others, you know what I'm saying? But like the base 10 was base 10 instead of like base 30, which is like base 30. I don't know, it's a super math stuff, but base 30 was like what the Greeks and Romans came up with. Base 10 was African, you know what I'm saying? Which, yeah. you know, so which ultimately is actually easier to use, you know, but so did the ancient Mayans,
right?
Discovered geometry, yeah. mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So it was all in different times.
So it wasn't aliens coming to different species or different races coming to teach them.
I mean, who's to tell?
I don't know.
I wasn't there. Yeah.
I don't know.
But don't you think that's kind of a racist stereotype, especially mm. when they say that about the Egyptians and what they yeah. build in the pyramids?
I do think that there is something to the argument that people cannot imagine that Africans right. were able to create, you know, to build the pyramids and things like that.
And just
like,
refuse to give us credit for it. They'd rather give it to some aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm,
that's a word. Any more? Andre, did you have any more? Or are you good?
I do not.
So many more. You, listeners, like, just one day, just sit down and Google it.
Just Google know, black just, inventors and you'll...
blow your mind and you will see that I am right when I say...
Because that's what this is all about. Black people.
Yeah.
This is all about...
It's all about Prop
being, yeah, Prop yeah, being right. right in his own house. Yes. He says.
I'm just trying to prove to my children. This
just
whole pod...
trying to keep peace in your household.
Yes. Is respect dad. The whole point of this pod is just respect dad.
You know
dad.
What? Your girls are going to grow up and go, you know, dad... did, they're going to learn it and then go, dad did say that. Mm-hmm. He was right. Dad was right. Dang, dad, they're going to say that at your funeral too. Mm-hmm. He was right.
Dang.
It's such an... I mean, it's such an important conversation regardless though, because a part of white supremacy is to like say... well, what have black people really contributed mm-hmm. to our society, right. you know? And there are young white supremacists who make that kind of argument that say like, you know, they can't believe the amount of things that black people have invented and contributed yeah. to our society, so.
Yeah, I mean, how far back do you want to go? Like, I mean, it was Ethiopian civilization that taught Europe how to domesticate animals. Like, mm. you know what I'm saying? Like, you'd still be hunter-gatherers if mm-hmm. it wasn't for the Dogons. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
taught you how to domesticate an animal, you know yeah. what I mean? It's just those type of like, throw a rock anywhere in history. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We were there because we were there. Mm.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Black History is American History.